Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Wommen, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special teaching on reigning in life was recorded at our 2012 Chicago Gospel Truth Seminar. And now, here's Andrew.
Mark 16:18 says you can drink any deadly thing and it shall not harm you. And I'm saying I've not done some of the things that y'all have done, but I guarantee you I still have things that God's dealing with me. God doesn't use me because I deserve it. God doesn't use me because I'm worthy of it. He uses me in spite of who I am, not because of who I am. But to the degree that I can, I seek God and I don't give Satan an inroad into my life, because he will come in and cause me misery and pain, and I won't enjoy the blessings of God. Not because God shuts them off, Satan shuts them off. You're just crazy if you go live in sin. It's crazy. Don't do it. But it's not because God rejects you. It's because Satan is going to take an inroad. So this verse makes it very clear that to whom you yield yourself, his servant you become, to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. So therefore, quit living in sin. Man, that's awesome. I talked to a young woman this morning who just had all kinds of things wrong. And man, I mean, she got delivered. She got delivered big time of some demonic stuff and set free. And it was awesome. But she was born again when she was a little girl, and she just walked away from it. And I said, you know what? This is the results of serving the devil. This is the kind of stuff that comes. And she understood it and she accepted it, and she got set free today. Praise God. It's awesome. But that's like hitting your hand with a hammer and saying, God will still love me if I do it. Sure he will, but do you want that pain? Do you want your hand to swell up? Do you want to lose a finger because you sat there and did something? It's just crazy. Why in the world would anybody do that? Don't do it. So these are two reasons. Let me add another reason why you don't live in sin. Because you know what? People are watching you. And if you're sitting here talking about, oh man, God's good and God set me free, and yet you're bound by sexual addiction, pornography, alcohol, you make a sorry witness. And people are going to judge you and say, well man, it didn't work very good for you. Why should I accept your testimony? You know, if a person comes in to teach you on finances and they're living on the street and they're a bum and they have nothing, most of you aren't going to take their advice, because you say, I can see how that's working for you. Likewise, a minister who says, oh, God is good and God has set me free, and yet you are bound and you have all of these problems, you shouldn't be listening to people like that. If it wouldn't work for them, it's probably not going to work for you. So you also live a holy life as a testimony to other people. There's other scriptures that say that. Let me jump down here, and well, let me just read these verses quickly in the name of Jesus, and we're going to get down to some other verses. Verse 17 says, but God be thanked that you were the servants of sin, but you have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered unto you. Being then made free from sin, you became servants of righteousness. Notice in verse 17, it says you were a servant of sin, but now you are the servant of righteousness. Verse 18, being made free from sin, you are become the servants of righteousness. Now let me just break this down for a moment. When it says you are free from sin, you became the servants of righteousness, what does this mean, that you are free from sin? If you've listened to what I've said, this is talking about you're free from that sin nature. That sin nature is dead. This is not saying that you can't commit sin. You can still do wrong things because you haven't renewed your mind, and you're going to continue to function as you were programmed. So this is not saying that you are free from ever doing anything wrong. It's talking about you're free from this old man. But here's a point, that you became free from sin and you became servants to righteousness. Now look at this in verse 19. I speak after the manner of man because of the infirmity of your flesh. For as you have yielded your members servants to uncleanness and to iniquity, and to iniquity unto iniquity, even so now yield your members servants to righteousness unto holiness. For when you were the servants of sin, you were free from righteousness. What does that mean? When you were a servant to sin, when you were under this sin nature, when you still had a sin nature living on the inside of you, you were free from righteousness. Now again, this righteousness is talking about your right standing with God. You had no right standing with God before you were born again. This is hard for some people to accept because, again, our society has put all of the emphasis on your actions. And most people, most non-Christians and even a large segment of Christians believe that if you act good and if your good outweighs your bad, then you're righteous. You're a good person. That is not true. You could do 99 things right, and if you do one thing wrong, you are unrighteous and you are condemned. Righteousness is not based on your performance. So people get confused here because they say you were free from righteousness. And they say, well, no, I wasn't as righteous as I am now that I'm walking with the Lord, but I was a little bit righteous. No, you're either righteous or unrighteous. It's not a combination of the two. When this says you are free from righteousness, what it means is that all of your right actions, all of your good actions couldn't change that sinful nature regardless of how much you did. You could be the best lost person that the world has ever seen. You could be into all of the social programs. You could help people. You could help old ladies across the street. You could do anything. You could just be nice and do all of these things. And if you aren't born again, you still have a sinful nature. You are not in right standing with God. If you die, you go directly to hell. I don't care how good you live. A lot of people, many, many people, probably the vast majority of non-saved people would hate me for saying something like that. And even a lot of Christians would disagree. But that's what this is saying. Before you're born again, when you were a servant of sin, you were free from righteousness. You did not have right standing with God. I don't care how good you acted. Your good works couldn't change your sinful nature. Isaiah said it this way, can the leper change his spots? No. Likewise, a lost man cannot get saved by his own goodness. Even if he acts better than I did, he still is free, separate from righteousness. That righteous, his good actions don't change his sinful nature. That's what this is saying. Let's read on. Verse 21. What fruit had we then in those things whereof we are now ashamed? The answer to that is a lot. A lot of fruit. For the end of those things is death. But now, being made free from sin and become servants to God, we have your fruit unto holiness and the end, everlasting life. What does that mean? Well, go back to verse 20. If in verse 20, servants to sin was talking about before you're born again, then in verse 22, it says become servants to God is talking about after you're born again. And if in verse 20, you were free from righteousness, that didn't mean that you couldn't do anything right and anything that might be accepted in the sight of God, but that righteousness or that good works didn't change your sinful nature. You had to be born again. If that's what verse 20 means, then in verse 22, the opposite is true, that now that you are born again and you are a servant to God, your sinful acts can't change your righteous nature any more than your good acts could change your sinful nature. Man, that is awesome. Most people understand, most Christians understand that your goodness can't change your sinful nature. But then they think that now that they're born again, your sinful acts can change your righteous nature and you lose right standing with God every time you sin. This is saying that you are free from sin. That doesn't mean that you are incapable of doing something wrong, but you are free from that dead spirit. You are separated from it. God is not imputing sin unto you, and you retain your righteous position in the Lord even when you mess up. So, since that's true, can we just go mess up? Well, if you're stupid enough to do that and let the devil have a free shot at you and come in and just ruin your life and take your joy and peace and your witness away, yeah, you can go live in sin. But if you're truly born again, your nature's changed. You don't want to do that. It says in 1 John chapter 3, verse 1, it says, "Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not." Then verse 2 says, "Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is." And then in verse 3 it says, "Every man," not some or a majority, "every man that has this hope in him purifies himself, even as he is pure." If you are truly born again, your nature is changed. You are dead to sin and you long to live for God. Every man that has this hope in him wants to live for God. If a person is listening to me today and saying, "Man, this is great news. God loves me and I can just go live in sin, because that sin won't change my righteous nature," you are never born again. You've just gone through the motions. If you were truly born again, you want to purify yourself. You may be doing a poor job of it, because the law actually strengthens sin. The law encourages sin. When you preach to people, "Don't do this," it makes them lust for the very thing you told them that they couldn't do. So if you're under religion, you may be doing a poor job of living a holy life. But if you are truly born again, you're miserable because of it. You want to live differently. And so any person who would take what I'm saying and say, "Man, this is just great. I can go live in sin," you ought to get born again. You need to receive Jesus as your Lord. If you're truly born again, you want to live for God. And you can mess up. You can make big time mistakes. But you know what? If you're truly born again, you know better. And you want to do better. Amen? Isn't that awesome? Hallelujah.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on reigning in life. This 5-part series was recorded at our 2012 Chicago Gospel Truth Seminar, and it's available for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM252 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries, and be sure to specify CD or DVD.
I'd like to remind you that today is the last day that we're going to make this product available to you. And I really believe it's important for you to get this. Now, we are going to continue to offer the whole album and the teaching, but the individual teachings we offer one at a time. And we do this for people who could not or would not send in an offering to get the entire teaching. We offer each individual CD in the set available one at a time. My partners have enabled me to do that, and today will be our last day to offer this individual teaching. So please listen to our announcer as he gives the information about how you can get these materials, and then call or write today.
The fourth CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the fourth CD when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Also, be sure to check out the TV broadcast link to find out about the Gospel Truth TV program in your area. We hope to hear from you today.